Kedvach. Shkoyach for coming in serious nefesh at this hour for sure. We're holding Shin Pei Ches towards the end of Siv Zayin. Last week we discussed Bekitza, the takonis of Nimsa to be Maitzi Mammon from the Maisa. But what we started to touch on last week was the end, was the Ramah, the very last Ramah on Siv Zayin. And there's a lot here, and I believe that I would like to go Barikas into it tonight. The Ramah says, Yesh Aimrim, the Adam Hamuk Michaveroi, Yachu Leilich Likbo Lifnei Akum Afapi Degarim Lamazik Lamaka Hezegadol. If somebody is being beaten up, he's Mukum Michaveroi, he's allowed to complain, Yachu Leilich Likbo Lifnei Akum Afapi Degarim Lamaka Hezegadol, even though he's going to cause a great loss to the Maka. It means he's allowed to do a Maisa Mesira, he's complaining to the Goyim, to the officials, to the court system, whatever it is, he's complaining because that person was makihim. It's not sure if it's past or present or future, but he was beaten up by this person, so therefore he has a right to complain. Now what's prat in this halakha? This was a minig, it was a alta minig, it's already minig kodim in the early Rishonim, that a number of kehilas allowed this. They allowed a person who was beaten up to go complain to the officials, to the police, to whatever it is, against the Makkah. And the Rishonim want to know what type of het is this. Where do we find such a het? Lachar, it should be a Maisa Mesira. So on that, the Chuvis Maram said the following. He said that this was a takonis akihilois. A person was just beaten up. He's mamish fuming. It's b'shas zamoy. He's mamish fuming. So the heter is that he's allowed, they allowed him, or they patted him, if he goes to complain to the official. Why did they pat him? L'chay should be chay for all the hezekas that he caused. His kedei, his lashon is kedei liknois hamukim ulemoinim shelo yasa oid, to penalize the Makkah shouldn't have done what he did. So therefore, even though maybe it is a Maisa Mesira to take revenge against him, but they were not mechayiv the mukkah once he did it. They were not mechayiv the mukkah to penalize the makkah or the moinim shalayasa oid, that they shouldn't do this again. The hefka bezin hefka. It was a patur. They patted him hefka bezin hefka. They patted the mukkah from doing it. You don't see in the maram that it's mutter. We just see that if the person, while he was upset, went ahead and took revenge and called the police or whatever it was, he will be put on his afsedim because of a takonis akilis hefka bezin hefka.
He's going to get in jail or something.
Cause the second guy, Geo Pasha, is... Alright, we'll see. Maybe with the Marach, the next Prat. Okay. But let's hold off on that. But that was the Chuvis Maram's Prat. He was grabbed at Masupik. He didn't know where this Makar came from. But at the end, this is what he says. He was not... Maybe it only was a Patur that he doesn't have a shame, Moise, if he does it, but it will actually be Chayv on the Mominis. But then he says, no, if you have such a Takon in your Kehila, it must have been as Hefka Bez Nehefka to Pat to him. Now, if this is a pshat, the Chuvis Ramah goes with this pshat and Tzimim Peiches, and he puts many conditions to this halacha. First of all, he says it has to be b'shas zamoy, has to be mamash, he's fuming. Means if it's a couple of days later and he calmed down, he'll no longer have this patur. And the reason is because Ein Adam Nitfas Al Tzairai, so we didn't hold him back, it was like a tzirf. Because Ein Adam Nitfas Al Tzairai, if he went ahead and he did it, we'll pat him, because we'd rather penalize the Makkah and let him learn his lesson not to do this again. So one Tanai has to be a B'shas Zamoy, and if that's the case, it makes sense that it'll only be a Ptur or a Heta, whatever it is, for the Muke, for the person who's being beaten up, because he's the one who's wildly excited. But if it will be a Good Samaritan, a third party, he will not have this Ptur if he goes and snitches on the guy and his master on the guy, on the Makkah. It's only a Ptur for the person, for the Muke, because Ein Adam Nitfas Al Tzairai, right? And the second condition the Ramah brings is it has to be Dafka Be'ir Shein Bezdin. So he had no way to take revenge, no way to have his day in court, other than going to Lahavdil, to the court system, to the Goyisha court. So Mamela, they made this takano, but Avada will be an ear, Sheyeshba Bezin. He has no right to go to court or do any of these Maisa Mesiris, because what's his heta? If you want to get back at the guy, let him take him to Bezin. And the third Tanai he puts is Vedavka, where it's Yidu Be'edim Sheyekeo, that it's known that we knew for sure that this person, this Reuven, actually beat him up. But if he comes with a story later on, says, you know, the reason why I went to court and I mastered him for all the terrible things he's doing is because he beat me up, but he has no proof, he has no aid for that, then avada, we're going to be mechayiv this mukkah, this alleged mukkah, because if you're going to just believe everybody, though, they could do a ma'aseh mesirin and then claim afterwards, oh, they did it because they were taking revenge because they were being beaten up, then lo shafkas chay l'choberi avada, that makes no sense. We can't allow that to happen. So you need three to know, it has to be b'shas zamoy, which means, l'chari, not anyone else either. It has to be an ir shame bezdin, and has to be dafka if he has proof that he was beaten up by this guy.
So what was the reason
for Shazama?
Why does it have to be
done? Because the tzvari is, he can't control himself. He's mamish fuming. He was just beaten up, so he has to take revenge. Once he calms down, we explain to him, this is not the way to go. Do it a different way. Not supposed to do a ma'isa mesira.
Because there's no bezdin in town. What's he supposed to do?
We'll figure out a different way. We can make a bezdin. We could go to a different city that has a bezdin. We'll give an eitzes for the guy. We'll figure out what to do with him. But right now, b'shas zamay, which he's uncontrollable, so then we allowed it to happen, and the svara being is like the Maram says, k'dei liknei samukim, that they should penalize the person who beat him up to begin with. Now, the truth be told, if you look in the Jewish Maram, you don't see anywhere that this is mutter. Maram says maybe it's taki, he's even chayiv to pay for all his messiahs. Just he won't have the shame maisa, and we won't penalize him and be manad him and be machrim him and give him malchus for the act that he did for his maisa messira. Then he says, no, maybe they even patrim because hefka bezn hefka, but nowhere in the Maram does it say that this is mutter l'chachila to do. From the Ramaz Lashon, it's mashu, it's mutter l'chachila. Yesh oimen da adam hamukim mechaveru yochu leilak lukbala fnayakam. He's allowed to, it sounds. Yochu leilak. Sorry? He also left out a bunch of time, which is problematic. Yeah, okay, that's also true. But that's already the Achreinim bring it down. But where's the mutter? Yochu leilak, where did he get that from? It's a tzarachi, and I don't know where he actually saw that it's mutter l'chatchila. To say b'doichik means yochol leila kilu, like we'll allow him, we don't stop him, it's not mashu. It's mashu that he's actually mutter l'chatchila to do. Where did the Maram get this? All right, you have to know where he got this. L'maisa is a beis esev in b'shein l'bala trumis, the beis esev in simuchah vav. The Masham asks Akasha on this Ramah, the Beis Eisev brings down the shame Bala Chumis that Chavolus, Bizman Hazeh, we don't dan Chavolus Bizman Hazeh. Bezin has no right. You have to be smuchim, and we don't have the Koyach HaSmich anymore. So we can't dan Chavolus Bizman Hazeh. So Zokta Bala Chumis, even though Bezin Shah Yisrael cannot dan Chavolus, it's still also Limsar Dine Chavolus B'dinakam. You can't, that doesn't give you a heta now to summon him to court and make a claim in court. You don't have the heta. That's still going to be a kois and mesira to go to court for Chavolus. So you see that even though Bezen Shah Yisrael is not Negea, because you can't even do it in a Bezen Shah Yisrael, Avobikain, the Bala Chumis says that it's also to do. So what's Ramovi is saying that it's mutta to do if over there it says it's also? Plaib's Tarachin and Ramah. The Maisa Pashab Shah Techilik is that over here we just said that the whole heta is only Bishan Zamay. If the guy is fuming, it's like, I don't know, 6 hours after he was beaten up, 10 hours a day, too. I don't know what the shear is, but he has to be fuming still. But in a normal case, you just want to collect payment for the Chavolus, you have no right, even the Ramah's Maidavadi, you have no right to Likbol Lefnei Akum. It's only Bishan Zamay because Einodam Nitfas Bishan Tzaroy that they allowed him to do this thing. But it wouldn't be Stam a heta that you're allowed to go to court on Chavolus, Chulila, Vadana.
If you have a tenai of having a beis din in town, you can't do it. You know, going to the beis din is not going to do you any good.
We're bechav.
Yeah,
no. Well, okay, you have to know what the bezin goes. Bezin can't do chavolus. There's different gedorim. Makleks, makaber, amon, siman aleph. I'd rather not go into it now about which parts of chavolus he can't do. Nezik means chesar and eva. It doesn't say over there the guy lost a limb. There are different dinim, and even that bezin doesn't do, they could do still make a cherim and a shamta, whatever. Well, I'd rather leave it for siman aleph.
So the shas file suit. What happens if the court cases are mounted?
That's a good shayla. In fact, who did I see? I saw someone who declared mamish the shayla that what happens if you fall suit while you were fuming and you had this heta, and then later on he had a different heta. Maybe it's a piskei kashrus. He had a case that it works automatically. I don't know why. I guess it became a criminal charge, so the prosecutors take over, and in order to pull it out, you need to kumvasei pull it out. You have to say, okay, I want to be mevatel the tefiyah. So he's mesupik that maybe you would have to be mevatel the tefiyah, maybe not. I mean, now it's no longer b'shazama, it's much later, but I hear the aura, it's a good aura. Lamai says also there's a Ramah himself in Yerdain, Reish Lamed Beis Sif Yudala, the Ramah himself has a case that there was a fight between two Yidin, and the judge subpoenaed Yiddish witnesses to testify against one of the Yidin who beat up the other Yid. And the Ramah says, over there, you're not allowed to go testify. So you see, even though L'chayra, the same problem, even though it's Chavalis, he was beaten up and he was subpoenaed to come to give testimony, it's still the Ramah himself says it's also. I have the shtim here. The Teretz is Vaita, the same thing. The whole het is only B'Shazamai. Over there was B'Shazamai. I mean, B'Chalal over there was Acherim. It's somebody else. I'm subpoenaed to testify. I wasn't the one who was beaten up. It's hard to say that I'm fuming mad. I'm not party to the problem. So you won't have that. I saw Achrenum ask the Kasha, but let's push it to the Chilik. All right.
Because they won't pass
an Alpidini
Torah, or because you're an Eid Echad?
Correct. They're going to penalize the guy Yosem Min Adin. So either because you're an Eid Echad, or even if you're Shnayim, Yeshladim on the cases, but even if you're Shnayim, they could pass an Yosem Min Adin more than Dinterius. Okay. Fine, this is the first pshat. The first pshat is the Tshuvas Maram. He learns again, this is Takonis Akilis, because Shazamoy and the Mnitvas B'Shazarei, and they allowed it to happen because they wanted to teach the Makkah a lesson. The Marachar Zerua, that's the son of the Azuru, he has a Tshuvis, he in Kuf Membeis, he has a few Tshuvis actually who discuss this. But in Kuf Membeis, and in Maram Merisberg, which is a Kadmoin as well, says a different pshat. And that is that if some Reuven beat up Shimon, and Shimon is fuming mad, you know that if you're not going to allow Shimon an outlet, what to do? What is he going to do? He's going to fight back against Reuven. And that what will happen is it's going to lead to Shvichas Domim, because we think Reuven's going to now say, okay, so now it's your turn to beat me up. And it's going to be a fight, and it's going to happen that ultimately somebody's going to die from this. It's going to lead to Shvichas Domim. If Shimon wants to go be Masa, could Reuven now kill Shimon? I hear the Shaila. I would probably say not. If they gave him a het to do, then it's hard to say that Yen has the right. You know the whole Shaila with Zimri, the Mishlam Melech, if he had a right to Pinchas, does Zimri have a right to kill Pinchas? Because Pinchas is a right if you have to Zimri. Okay. But Parshat Pshat L'Chayr, he would not have that right to do. He could always do Charot also. What we're talking about is we assume that this Mak is still Oymed, Bimerda, Birisha, say whatever you want to call it. But if he does Tshuva, clearly you don't have any Heta now. All right, we're going to see. All right, let's take it slowly. Anyway, but the Marachar Zuru says the Pshat over here is a whole different Pshat. That if you're going to allow the fight to continue, what's going to end up happening is that ultimately Reuven is going to kill Shimon. And since it's going to lead to Shvichas Damim, already now Reuven has a shame Moisa on himself. Just like Baba Machteres. What's the Gemara say about Baba Machteres? Why are you allowed to kill a Baba Machteres?
He's only coming to steal money because of the Chazaka in Adam Naimit Atzmeyam Amayna. He's not going to hold himself, he's not going to allow himself to be stolen, so he's going to fight back. So then the Baba Machteres, the Ganav, is going to kill him. So he's not going to allow himself to be beaten up. He's not going to just let this go by. So Mameli is going to take revenge. He's going to go back and forth. So ultimately, Reuven will kill Shimon. So Reuven now already has a din of a righteous. That's a whole different angle. We play to Maram. We're not worried about the future hezekis that Reuven will cause. That's not what we're worried about. We would just say that you have a heter, a knas, a tekonas, a kilis. Like the marach, as a rule, the heter pasher is a regular din, maisa, right? If whatever you want to call it, it's a regular din of maisa, because you beat me up, whatever. Reuven beat Shimon up, so Shimon's going to try to fight back, and ultimately Reuven's going to wind up killing Shimon. So Reuven right now is a din of a raidif, because he beat him up this morning, we know it's going to continue, and he has a shame of a raidif. He's a raidif, a maisa, Baba Makaris, you're allowed to kill him.
So you're allowed to be moser and a raidif.
Correct, and that's going to be our luck later on. And if Tess correct, you're allowed to be Maisa Nereidev to prevent him from killing. Kaidama Maisa, you're allowed to be Maisa Nereidev. Baka Maisa, we'll see you Mancha tonight. Now, this second shot was brought down. Now, once you hold like this, let me continue. If this is the Heter, Dr. Marach Hazanuri continues, then not only that, it would be Mutter for everybody else to do it as well. Not only could the Muka take revenge and go to court and get the police involved or whatever, but a good Samaritan could do the same, because everyone is allowed to kill a Raven, and everyone is allowed to kill a Baba Makaris, not just the owner, not just the Balarayas. Everyone's allowed to kill a Baba Makaris because he has the shame of a Raven. So too, everyone's allowed to kill this Reuven who hit Shimon because Reuven has a shame of a raid that he's allowed to kill him. That's the Chuvit Marachadu and the Maram Arizra. Fine. So it's a major Nachtamini al-Aloka. It sounds like from the Chuvit Marachadu, there are a few Chuvits, but most of them sound like you still need Bishad Zaman, as Maram Arizra says it led you also. You still need Bishad Zaman. I mean, if the guy calmed down, if the Luka calmed down, then we know that the fight would have subsided, it's over, it's not going to lead to Shiva Zaman. But Kol's man that the Mook is still upset, you know he's going to take revenge, and ultimately it's going to lead to Shiva Zaman. Well, he has the possibility to lead to Shiva Zaman, even the Tzavak. He has a Zinova, like a Baba Mater, it's a Chazaka, in other moments, that's my Amma Moedic. Fine. Now, this second shot that the Daki Moshe brought down, he brought down the first Meram, and then he brought down the Meram in Rizber. And he doesn't apply to second shot. How could the Meram Rizber, he didn't quote the Meram Kazarua, he didn't have it, he only had the Meram Rizber. But how could the Meram Rizber say that other people are allowed to do the same thing and go and master on the Makkah? How could that be? It doesn't make any, he didn't know the shot was Kazarua. He said, how could that be? He entertained it. He said, how could that be that even if it'll be like has a shame of a Moisa, the worst thing that the guy could do, let's make this match into a Moisa, could ultimately lead to Shrika Zama, so let's give him a shame of a Moisa. But the halacha later on in 50 Gimel is, it's also La'abid Mamoinish HaMoisa. You're only allowed to kill him. You're not allowed to hurt his money. And the Gemara says the reason is because his money eventually will go to his Yerushim. His Yerushim could be Tzadikim, that's not a problem. So why are you hurting the Moisa's money? To kill the Moisa is inside. You're allowed to kill him to protect yourself. But to hurt his money, you have no right. And that's what's my quick case in the Gemara, but that's how we pass, and it's also La'abid Mamayna Shal Moisa. So, fact of Daki Moisa, how could the Maramar Isberg, in the Maracha Zerua, you never, but how could they hold that your even offender is allowed to do it because of a slaughter that eventually is going to lead to Shigazam, the guy has a shame Moisa, but you're causing him a hefted moment. What are the police officials going to do? They're going to penalize him, they're going to fine him, they're going to cause a hefted moment. How are you allowed to do it? It's also La'abid Mamayna Shal Moisa. So the documentary, because of his kasha, doesn't like these troopers. Now, if that's the case, it makes sense to say that if he had both of them in the documentary and he was doicha the second one, come say he's passing like the first one. So if you want to know what Pshan Arama is, the Pshan Arama is like the Maram Iram, the first shot, and that it was a takana takilas because kedei liknoi tamakim. We allowed him to do it. So that would be pshat. And that's why it's very meruk in the law. But the Ma'oni says, he himself, the Mukkah himself, is allowed to do it. But that a third party should be allowed to come in and tattle on him and be moistened to the government of Adanat. He doesn't have that. The whole letter is only to the Mukkah, because then you have the mitzvah of Shasari, so it's going to happen. But for a third party to do it, there's no hetzah. Because what are you going to say? The hetzah is a moistah, you're killing a moistah. You have no right. You have no right to be mastered his mom, and you only have the right to kill him, not to be mastered his mom. All right. Now, the reason I'm bavoning is that I saw some sadish voice, and I know touch up this Ramah, that he really means the second shot. It can't be. Fine. Now, truth be told, the Daki Moshe's kasha of how could you give this heter because of Moshe, ultimately, it's like a Baba Matesh, I also love it, Mamayim Shta Moshe, who's Mechamed, the Merakos of himself, has the kasha. If you look in the Chuvis, all of them, in some Chafei, in Kofman Beis, in the Chadosh's Dalit, the Merakos are full of it, each time he has the kasha. He says his verse, and he says, break the man, the Omech, Mutal Abim, Mamayim Shta Moshe, Zicham, right? And even if you're going to hold, also Labim Mamayna Shal Moisa, still in this case, it'll still be possible for other people to do. Why? He has a beautiful cap. He says, because it's Legara, just like you have a halacha, a raid of Shreya, a raid of Acha Kaveri. I see Reuven chasing Shimon to kill him. What am I, if I am a chuyib to be masal, the nidus, the nashish, a raid, if I have to kill this raid. Once I'm running to try to kill this raid, and on the way I break Kalim, the halacha is, which we discussed before, the halacha is, and Shimon Tekimon, that I have a right to break his kelim. I have a right to break other people's kelim. Whatever it takes to be master, they made a takano, because in Leikin, in Leka Adam, Shematel is Chaveri. So they had to give a tour to all the people in the world who are being Isaac and Atala, right as Acha raises, who breaks kelim is going to be possible. So he says, this is the same thing. This guy, this Maka, has a shame of a raider. He's a mice. He's a raider. Eventually he's going to kill this guy. Since he has a shame of a raider, everybody else who paddles on him and cause him a hefted money is going to be part of me takana. It's a takana, a raider akar raider who breaks kill him, it's part of. So he's loy gara from that. Avadi's going to have the takana. He's minadin, You're right, it wouldn't make sense, because us lavin mamayna shall maisa. But the reason why you're allowed to do it, the reason why you're pata, if you do it, is because you have a takana. The takana is, if it's tzarif hatzala, and the adam is going to be a matzal otherwise. If you wouldn't pat him, he wouldn't do it. So you have to pat him, you have to give him the right to do it. Lahatzal, let's unmute it. Excellent, excellent. The $1 million kasha. This is the Marakha of Nerua, and he says it three times. And Tzarich HaDvarim, he starts off that it's funny. He starts off that he's allowed to do it, and he says because the guy's a ma'isa, and it's mutal abim mamanisha ma'isa. Then he says, and even if it's us labim mamanisha ma'isa, but other people are allowed to do it because of takana. Very nice, but the Muk himself doesn't have the takana. The Gemara says over there, by Raidit, only the third party who goes and breaks Kalim has the takana because he wouldn't get involved. But the Muk himself, the Nimta himself, the Nirtaf himself doesn't have such a takana. He doesn't need the takana to try to save himself. Avad will do whatever he can to save himself. So he's not going to have the takana. So it should come out that a third party who does it should be Patsam, Mutsa, Patsam. But the Muk himself, where does he get his heter or the story from? Where does it come? A bishop, if you hold like, it's fine. But if you hold us, where is it going to be a Torah Heta for the Mukha himself? And it's not clear over there in Kufman Bay is what he is. In Simukot Hey, he says a drop better. I've cut you over the Lashon, and his Lashon is the Kitza. He says, Mahai Taima, even the Mukha himself, Patru, they passed him. Sounds like he's allowed to. They passed him. Kivin Sha'i Zamay Allah, he's very excited. He's Mamish Bezamay. So my Yachol is happy, and he can't hold himself back. He's going to take back if somebody hurt him. And if he's in Loy Yitbol, Linkoy, the Yinkoy, my Yidei Shefer, if you're not going to allow him to take revenge on Yidei Shefer, Yobo Mitei Kakli, Yidei Shefer, Donum, Sin Neila, it's Mutta. But it's still Otsa Lava, Mamay Neshamay, that's how we pass him. So what does he need? So good, it's going to end up with Yidei Shefer, Donum, but what gives him a right to do it? Sounds like that even the Maraka Zeruah has to hold the Tatakonis Akihilis, at least, some type of a takana, that even though normally it's Aslavim Amayna Shemaisa, but they allowed him, since it's eventually we know it's going to lead to Shrikas Domin, they allowed him to do it better this than to come to Shrikas Domin. It's not 100% clear. It needs a little more beer. But at least the reason why other people who do it is going to be Pata is clearly because of a takana, Kadei, Lahatzel, Lethanidos, a takana, Redevach, Hakaveroi. If you break Halem in Hatzalah, you're going to be much, it's going to be Pata.
Yeah, I think
you tell me that
Mamun
is
Zitra
Hefter.
Correct. So, how does that fit in with what you just said? By Maisa,
it's Atalab and Mamun Shamaisa?
No, no,
Rode. Now, the Rode is allowed to break his Mamun too. By Maisa, it's a Maslek in Gemara. One man Yama holds it's Mutsa because it is Kavachayma. And the other man Yama holds it's a Kavachayma. It's only applicable by Rode, it's not by Maisa.
Yeah, so, if he's a Rode.
But not, no, we're talking about. Why isn't the Heta over here that he has a shame roidus? Because he really doesn't have a shame roidus. Let's understand this. Is the guy in the roidus now? No. He's not coming with a dagger right now. No, but we have a chazaka in the Adam Shemayim Ratzmoy, and that chazaka is going to cause this Shrikas Domin. Well, every Maisa, this is how they learn. It's going to be Machoikis, which we'll see hopefully in Tithyod, but the Maracha Zerua, the Tzmag learns that the side why you're allowed to kill a Maisa is for the very same reason. It's because the Maisa all he's doing is being made for mommy. So why are you allowed to kill the guy? Why is that a shame later? Because no one's going to go down easy. And you're going to fight back the charges, the monetary charges. And ultimately, it's going to lead to Shrikas Domin. So the Maisa, the Maracha Zerua, if that's the side of Maisa, the same type of lumbus of Baba Makarit in the Kodam Shemaim Ratzmai, the same idea as a Chazaka. If that's the lumbus, so that lumbus could be applied by a Maka and Mukha relationship as well. You know, the Mukha's not going to take it easy, it's not going to go down, he's going to take revenge, it's going to lead to Shrikas Domin. It's not right now already, it's going to lead to Redeef it. So that's like a Maisa. And on that, the Gemara says, you don't have the Kavachayma. The Kavachayma that you're allowed to destroy a Mammon of a Redeef is limited to a Redeef, not to a Maisa. That's the Gemara. And it's my question, Gemara. That's how we pass it.
He was making him more than a Moser. What are you saying is more than he's more than a
Moser? He said he's like a Moser, but the reason why other people could be Matzal and will be Pato is Eina Kanami is also La Abid Mamaynoi, but the reason why they'll be Pato is the Takana. We have a Takana. Someone's trying to save someone from a Redisus. You make that Takana. So to over here, you're going to have that Takana.
So you're saying that you can have a Takana by Moser also.
Correct. And that was the Kiddush from the Rakhazura, that Takana is applicable to a Maisa as well. Now, the Daki Moshe at the Kasha didn't have the Teretz. When you see the Shach has the problem as well and didn't have the Teretz, why didn't they have the Teretz of the Takona? Well, it makes a lot of sense. And she had the Takona. What happened? A few Simonim ago, what happened? So I think the Pasha Pshat is basically this story. Is that many Achrenim Amavuah, that only, and in London doesn't make sense, they only made the Takona. If you have a mitzvah, Lahatzil, you're supposed to save. So we made a takana, go do your mitzvah, save. It's very important to save the nirdus. And even if it means breaking kelim on the way, it's fine. We're going to pass to you today, lahatzel et hanirdus. The halacha by Abba Makteres is a chilek in a redifus between a regular redif and a redif of Abba Makteres. A regular redif, you're allowed to kill him, and it's even a mitzvah to kill him. Everyone has a mitzvah to kill him. Abba Makteres, since he's really not a redif yet, it's only a chazok he turns into a redif. Chazok ain't no the man mirat ma'amamaynoi. There are places in Sanhedrin, the Fayin Gimel, and the Rambam as well, Hilchot Kneva, or Mashma, that it's not a mitzvah, it's only a reshut. You have a right to kill him, but you have no mitzvah to kill him. There's no chiva tzolol yet of l'tam adam re'echa, because that's him, the guy's really not a roidif yet, it's only a reshut to kill him. And a lot of achonim, when it's taught in the Rishonim. So if that's the case, so it makes a lot of sense that they will never make a takana for a mitzvah. This one, my regular roidif will have a takana because it's a mitzvah to save him. So if I don't make a takana, it's been the kind of mitzvah that tzarech hatzala. But it's only a reshut to save the guy because it's all gebayt and a chazak. Ain't not the mind that actually I'm a mind or gufay, whatever it is. And ultimately, it's going to lead to shmikas on him. That is only a reshut for other people. They are allowed to be masal, but they don't have a chiv to be masal. They don't have to be masal. So if that's the case, then they would never have made that takana. And is the Ara Gadol, and is the Truvis Ben Yehuda, the end of Sim Kufnan Hay, who says it clearly that they only made the takana when it's a mitzvah la'atzel, but it was only a reshut la'atzel, they didn't make this takana. So that's okay why the Dr. Moshe didn't learn like this pshat, because it was only gebayt on this chazak, and it's only reshut, okay, they would not have made this takana. But the bottom line is, these are the two pshatim. The Rambam, like I said, went with the Truvis Maram. He doesn't give you a heta for other people to do it. He only gives a heta for the Mukha himself to do it. All right, let's see a Shach Siv Katan Mem Hei. And it's going to be a Shtuk of Chazar Zashir here. Kasa Bedaki Moshe, the Zelma Shoinim, the Chen Kasa Maram the Rizburg, the Kasa, when he's Moshe, another din, this is the second din, the Mrogu La'akri Sabri, it's Mutu La'atsa Tziyadrei De'akri, or La'atsa Memoinai, or La'atsa Be'achad Me'avorev. It's already mutter for people to go ahead and tell on the guy. It's mutter for Achayim to tell on the guy, if you look over there, to be mastered as mom, and it's not a problem. Vayin sham sheikh bedinim elu, there's all the Lashon Adaki Moshe, vayin dvar of nirin, I don't like it, ta'afilu meitzeh gomo asal abid mamayne, v'kol shekein zeh, even the meitzeh gomo asal abid mamayne, so certainly this is going to be asal abid mamayne. So he argues with Maram Rizvah, what we said, he went with the Shuvah's Maram Svara, that's only B'Shah Zama Yata Takona, but he didn't like his new head for other people to do. Now, the Leirati L'Sev Das Harav, that the Shach, I don't understand the Daki Moshe, the Zeh Lashon Maram Rizvah, look at the side, this is his Lashon, Mitzvah L'Chod Adam Lager L'Shef, Ploini Hika Ploini, to Mitzvah on everybody, a good Samaritan, to be matzal and say Ploini was hikar as Ploini, v'oid hokum the kasam, and they still excited and they're going to continue to do so. Pass the kach shalay oisif oid, because we don't want them to continue to keep on hitting each other. Vim yalu la shayfit Allah v'yika kolah shalay pokra magit dim lavkein ein luka odam matzal severim yad makeo v'ada im yachal afilu bechad me'evara v'ada yasek rafuna detak yodo. About if you have an eitzah, instead of killing him, you have an eitzah, or instead of being moisa him, you have an eitzah just to cut off a limb of his, about it, better rules. Or shema yaseh toif shiyaged l'shefet, or perhaps maybe better to tell the judge, v'yafsim momim l'chatr echem me'avara v'araf yakam l'shani. He's mesopik if it's better to cut off a limb, or to make him lose his money. He's mesopik. But that's the Lashon Miram and Rizvah. But the Shach on this one came, l'koshimi moisa d'haka l'hatzel uva. Our whole halacha is la'atzel. The efshal atilu umloishe yagad l'shefet. Vayidei kachu masid momen. Upshita din yecholam la'atzel animsa yidei sheyafsid ha'moise momen deshari u'mitzvahu. So Tashach, if you look inside, you'll see that the whole heta, the whole tour was because you're going to save, you're going to be matzel the nidif. So Tashach, that halacha that says the atzel la'abid m'mayinu shal'maisa is only after the mesira. But to be matzel, to be not to save the nimsa of Adi, it's even mutter la'atzum amayna shal ma'isa. I think like the shak, and the shak's going to say it later on again. And the lock is also la'atzum amayna shal ma'isa. The shak over there again says it's only shalay la'atzum, but la'atzum it's going to be mutter even la'atzum amayna. So in the middle, since over here it's la'atzum, so the shak is going to be mutter to even be master his mamen, and therefore the shak holds it's mutter even for achirim to do. Void, another reason it's mutter here, the mamen ma'isa dafka la'abzoi b'yado, so we pass in itself la'abzoi means b'yad, a ma'isa hezik b'yadayim, aval la'atzat I think on me is mutter. The middle of the shak passes like a mamen in Israel, that other people are allowed to do this as well. Okay, that's... Well, it has to do. You need the shadamik because you need the revenge to continue to ultimately lead to shvikas damim. So then you have this din of lahatzel. Otherwise, how you know he's going to cause the shvikas damim? How you know he's going to be mocking further? So just because you know the guy is a shadamik, he's not going to take it. He's going to continue. He's going to take revenge. And maybe it's going to lead to shvikas damim. But that's the shak. The shak. What the hell this guy should not get married? And all just because it's kedei lahatzel. Now, like I said, truth be told, the miracle is the rule already has the kasha. Which is where the Maram Rizuk is coming from. It's coming from the Miracle of the Ruler. And there's a different verse. There is well, as a takono. And the shark, again, didn't go with the takono, just like the Daki Moshe didn't go with the takono. But when you see me take the Dvarov of the Miracle of the Ruler, it's not like the shark. Why the Miracle of the Ruler gives this head, the Lahatul Lashani? You see, the Miracle of the Ruler held that if it's also Labad Mamayna Shalmaita, it means it's also Labad Mamayna Shalmaita, even Lahatul. Not like the shark later on. Okay. But this is the halacha, it's a makloikis, the Ramah doesn't pass on the Maram Rizuk, and the Shach does, and the Shach holds that it is mut even for other people to do. So the Chavetz Chaim has a halacha, you do the halacha, and you can flush another when you have a ta'elis, and you want to save somebody from getting hurt. The Chavetz Chaim has a bunch of tanoim, and one of the tanoim is you have to make sure that whatever you do, ayudei yodiba, is not going to cause a greater hezek min adin than what should have been caused. Even if you're two Aizen, who are, let's say, tattling on the guy, but if the hezek that's going to happen to this person, to whoever you're saying, Lashon Hara on, is going to be greater than the Minadin, then it's also even Lahatzel, Chayra, what you're going to see. And the Chavetz Chaim, and Kosh again, if you're only in Eid Echod, and they're going to act up the Eid Echod, which is Avada Chulila, you never let us have a green status up the Eid Echod, you never act upon an Eid Echod, because you need two to be my Simamen. Even any Hatzai Simamen is any consensual like it did. And then the Chavetz Chaim will be also lahagid if you know that the person you're going to tell it to is going to act upon your hagadah. That's the Chavetz Chaim. Check the Chavetz Chaim. What's with this halakha? Over here you see that other people are allowed, right, the mother talk about other people, but the shak, he quotes the shak, but the shak calls that even other people are allowed to tell, to be moisa this person, to tell the shayfit, in order to say this, Mukah, how are you allowed to do it? What happened to Lashon Hara? They're going to act upon it, could be even in Edekah, they're going to do it, Yisam and Adin. What's going on? The fire should be Yafta. And that the Chavetz Chaim says, no, it's Chalak. In the Dar Meichaim, he says it's Chalak. So, when did I say it's also only trying to save the person from Mamin Misha'ava? I mean, you want to tell the guy that Yenna owes you money, and he's going to try to be made to the mummy to get him to get it back his mummy. But if you're going to stop him from being first in the future, from being Mukah in the future, the other Chavetz Chaim holds Kedei Lahatzel, and since it's Yesh Lahatzel, Vinyan Nacher, you're allowed to do it, and it's Mukah even though you don't have this tonight. Chibbutz of the Chavetz Chaim, B'chai Gavner, you don't need this tonight. All right. The Chavetz Chaim didn't sound like he had a Merak or Zeruah. He just said, Lahatzel yourself in the future, you're allowed to do it. The Chelkis Binyamin asked on the Chavetz Chaim, Binyamin Cohen from Chaim Berlin, the safe on the Chavetz Chaim, and he says that the Chavetz Chaim himself, later on, in Hilchos Lashon Hara, in the Mechilas, in the Chelik Beis, in Perek Tes, in Kol Tes, over there he says, Lahedja, even if you're trying to save the guy from being beaten up, you're now allowed to say this, means the case was that you, Reuven said, that if I meet Shimon, but not complaining, I'm going to beat the guy up. You are not allowed to warn Shimon about it if you know that Ayudei Yo Hagadah, Shimon's going to act upon Yo Hagadah, Shalai Kedin. You're only in Eid Echos. Or if you're too Eidim, you can act upon more than what he should be doing because of that Hagadah. You're not allowed to do it because you need all the Tanayim. So B'chayra, it's a serious Chavetz Chaim. Over here, the Chavetz Chaim says, I mean, what the Rebbe, the Shach says, you're allowed to do it after this Hagadah. And over there, in Klal Tes, in Chelek Beis, over there, the Chavetz Chaim says that you need all the Tanayim, including this Tanay, that you have to make sure that he's not going to act upon your Hagadah more than Kedin. To Stira, and he blames Shre. A doichik teret to this Stira would be that the Chavetz Chaim was just trying to answer up the Shach, but make a taste where you're passing like the Shach. The Ramah argues with the Shach. from a hold that's not mutter for other people to do. Maybe over there in Chelik Beis is paskening like Rama, Shukul Chosim, and that's it. He should tell you that we don't go like this. All right. But the truth be told, the whole Hetzer is Mishkein Hetzer. Now that we have the Merach HaZeruah, even Lahatzer for the future is also the Merach HaZeruah would hold. The other reason why it's mutter is because it's Yavah L'Dei Shvichas Domen, Takonis Nefarshis, he has the Shein Moisa, and they made a Takono Kedei Lahatzer. It's all Mikoyaka Takono Kedei Lahatzer L'Nigre from Takonis Nefarshis. But if it would be short of Takonis Nefarshis, if it would be a regular Hakar, which would lead to Takonis Nefarshis, Avada then is going to be awesome. You don't have this Hetzer. So if anything, it makes sense, the second Chavetz Chaim, it makes sense that you would need this tonight. If it would be a regular hakah, which would not lead to Shrikas Damim, Avadah would be usher to do, if you know you can act upon your diva more than Kedin. Maybe that would be the chilek, made of Chavetz Chaim, in the first chilek, whatever, and Chalal Yud, Lashon Hara was talking about, was going to lead to Sakhan Zvash, because he's coming from the Shach. So maybe he knew that was going to lead to Sakhan Zvash, as Hashem Laisa, Hashem Kain, and Chilek Vedo, they were talking about a regular hakah, which one wasn't going to lead to Sakhan Zvash, I don't know. But all I know is that well, now we have the makah is only when there's Sakhan Zvash. Halakha l'mayis, it should only be mutter when you have Sakhan Zvash, if you pass them like the Shach, then it's mutter for other people to do. All right. Teich HaDvarim, the Shach brings down this Meramer Hizbog, is Mesopik, is it better to chop off a limb, or to be Moisim to Shefet, so they're going to lose money? Mesopik, which is better, to get him to lose money, or to have him lose an Aver? It's not, if you'd ask me, clearly it's better to make him lose money, and Aver is irreplaceable.
The Ulam HaMishpat... You wouldn't say that over there, but they're also Abed Mimon, but they still can...
The Ulam HaMishpat says that he doesn't understand it. He says that every time you chop off a person, Eva, the Gemara Nachevo says, when you cut off a guy's limb, it's a Fafet Sakhan Savashit. You might kill the guy, the pain, the tzar, whatever it is. By doing that, you might kill him. So how could he say it's better to chop off his limb, or how could he entertain even it's better to chop off his limb rather than take away his money? This is a Fafet Sakhan Savashit, and he applies 13 and Alaka. So my interview, who? The Malach HaZeruah in a couple places, and the Maram Erizberg does not pass them. They just like Tzarechin. And the Ulam HaMishpat, Tzarechin on that Tzarechin. What's a Tzarechin? It should be double portion. And rather, it should be massive as one man, rather than cut off an Eva. The Maram Erizberg, if you look inside, they were only Mesutik. I can say only. The case was, they'd be massive. Kol Mamoinek. I know, it's a bit difficult. Yeah, I understand. Tell me any person who's lacking a limb, and if you tell them, look, would you rather get your Ava back for $10,000 or whatever, they do procedures, some million-dollar procedures to get his limb back. It's a bit hard. All right, but if you look inside the Chuvis, you'll see that that case we're talking about, we've been asked to come on my night. I'm not saying that it's Badafka like that, but that was the truth. Sorry? You mean some mominids also could have a degree of ultimate indirect psychosis of fascism off. If he's lacking money, he might die. Oh, yeah. Okay. Well, the might of the truth is...
I heard of all this, it says nobody died from
Gaiva. Oh, yeah.
They don't want to go in
there. Okay, well, that's a silly, but that's fine. Anyway, but getting back here, the might of those truths are only talking about with a massive coma minor. Right, no, Nicholas, come here. Right. So not the coma minus. If you're talking, that will be you, Magic, the guy, a regular penalty, a parking ticket. I don't think we'd have even a have him, you know, he should cut off his limb before giving it. He's talking about such big massive coma minus, like, maybe it will lead to Sakhan Svash, or die of hunger, whatever it is. Not the coma minus. Then you care to start him, which you want an Aver, but you want coma minus. There's something to talk about. But the aside, I think it's even more to say this thing, and that is, that Avada by a regular right, if you have a right to kill him and be massed his money, Avada, if you have a right, if you have a shiloh what to do, Avada should be massed his money rather than killing him. What we're talking about is Moisa, which when you say there's really utter love in the money. You only have a right to kill him, to cut his limbs apart, do whatever you can to him, but don't hurt his money because the Yoshim need his money. So, and the Yoshim are tzaddikim, why should you hurt the Yoshim for? So, and that's how we pass. Also, I'm a man to Moisa. Whether it was a swear to say that Kedela Hatziloi, and if you're not going to allow you to hurt his money, you're going to be forced to kill him. So Kedei Latzilo, he's being matzel the Moisa the Mamoinah. Kedei Latzilo is like Esher Latzilo Bimu Nacher, do it by taking away his money. So there he has a topic, which would be better, to be matzel the Zeva, which is when Adin Mutter to do, you have a right to do it, or to do his money, which you don't have a right to do. It's really also Lava Mamoinah. No, it's only because it's kedei la'atzilah. So they have the shaila, which is better to do. But it could be in a regular rite of avada, if they're both really mutim and adin to do, avada yishavad, opt to be mafid as one, before we opt to cut off her neva. All right. Fine. Let's move on to Ches. Eimash minat ha-maisa shere na'atmai. You don't give a maisa who was herem yafi, voluntarily did a maisa mitzia, he's a rasha. You can't give him any shvua, lo shvua chamurov, lo shvua teses, ne shvua rasha, ve'ein lechul paso, yoysa mizeh. He's mamish a paso, someone who's maisa, he's mamish a paso. People are maisa, they're paso, they talk about the writing oisis and sefer Torah. They have these meetings, and I wonder if when the 100 people write oisis, was the one person who ever went to court without a half a dozen, he has a shame maisa, he could be his sefer Torah altogether paso. But filo lo masra adayin, even if he didn't do a maisa mitzia, even worse, go to the next step. Even if he didn't do a maisa mitzia yet, Rak sha'ayma, he only said, he threatened, Eilech ve'emtza, I plan on being do a maisa mitzia, I'm going to be maisa you. If he says that publicly, nisa le'edus, he's nisa le'edus. If he had the guts, doesn't say, if he has the guts to do it publicly, so he has that ha'oza, he's going to carry through with his threat. The Gemara says that a person that said, I threaten to do things, he threatens, but he won't carry it through. Very often, psychologically, if they told you about the threat, it's a sign that they're not going to carry it through, because what did they tell you for? They told you to scare, because they know they don't have the ability to carry it through, psychologically. But the mice says, if a person goes and threatens the Rambam, he's going to keep to his word, he did a Pavetia, that's how others to say Pavetia, then you know he's going to carry it through. He already has a shame mice right now, he's passed the latest on the shore, even right now, before you even did the mice from the theater. The H token, and others say no, Elam King, unless he has a chazoko. If he doesn't have a chazak, if he's not muksa b'kach, if he's not rogo b'kach, then he doesn't have a shein maisa yet until he does the maisa mesira. First sheet of hell, even the threat alone already makes it mutter to do. Vafilu zakter amah, vafilu lo yoydinim rogo b'kach aloi, even if you're not, you don't know whether he's rogo or not, so like the first, like the second sheet, he wouldn't have a shein maisa yet to make him postulate as a lishvua. Nikomakam yuchu zeshe kinendoi, but you are being threatened. You're not willing to wait and see if his threat's going to be carried through or not. You are allowed, Lamud of Atul Atmi Yadakal Mapapishi again, as it goes there. You're allowed to be Matul yourself, whatever it takes to save yourself. If a guy threatens to kill you, he threatens that he's going to be made for you, you have a right to do whatever it takes to prevent that from happening. If it's Efshe Latu Binyan Acher, you should do the Kal first. But if it's Efshe and it takes killing this Maisa, you're allowed to even kill him. The Chuvus Rosh, which is coming from, the case was that he was going to tell the Atom against him, going to tell him that whatever, even a Hefted Mammon, you're already allowed now, he threatened he's going to go to do a Hefted Mammon. You don't know if he's going to carry through with his threat or not, he's not sure. He doesn't have a track record where he carries through with his threat. You're already now allowed to kill him because you don't want to take that chance. He already has a shame, Moisa, right now. All right, now this Yesh Cholkim holds is only Mutik, it's Muktik Bakach. It's only not muktzeh. It's only pasul ledus l'shur if he's muktzeh b'kach. If he only threatens, if he's not muktzeh b'kach, he's not pasul ledus l'shur. But if he's muktzeh b'kach, then he's pasul ledus l'shur by making the threat. In fact, the shulte gibayim, what's going on? If the guy was muktzeh b'kach, means if yesterday and 2 days ago and 3 days ago he did this and he did a ma'isa mesira, he's already pasul ledus l'shur from 3 days ago's ma'isa. Yesterday's ma'isa. Why do you need him to be possible to the shul from this threat right now? He was possible because yesterday did the Maisa Mesira. What's going on? What do you need this for? It sounds like he's possible because of this threat. And he blames Tarachin on the Mordechai. He blames Tarachin on this halacha. There are numerous terusim to this kasha, and we'll see which ones work in the Ramah. How is it track to be Mutsu Bekach, but not be possible because you're Mutsu Bekach, but you're only possible now because of the threat that you did? So the Knesset HaGdolim, Siman Lama Dalet, the great place says, the Zayin Dalet says, but what we're talking about is a different Muktzah B'Kach. We're not talking about he was a Muktzah Klimsa. He's a Muktzah, he's a man of his word. When he says he's going to do something, he's going to do it. Yesterday he said he's going to build a house, he built a house. The next day he said he's going to build a business, he opened up a business. The other day he said he's going to do this, he did that. Whatever he says, he does. He's a man of his word. We know he's Muktzah B'Kach to carry through with his word. So if today he says he's going to be Moshe Ruvain, you know he's going to carry through, he's going to be Maisa Ruvain, he already has the Shein Maisa, and he's fought the latest of Lushua. Right, so which way you want to say that there you go? is Rogo, that should have a true word. Okay, but that's not a Pesach there. It says, and the truth is, Yehuda Yala says it as well. The Chalkis Yankov asked on this, he says, it's not Mistavro. You find people who are willing to threaten to do a little thing and carry through, something which is Mutter. Even if something was off, he's threatening he's going to chveit eat chazen and eat chazen. But now to threaten to be mesila, that's a little worse. Just because yesterday he carried through with his word on doing light things, lighter days, who said he's going to carry through by doing chromatic avedis? Where do we get this from? So he does say that that can't be pshat. He says the mashmait also doesn't, he doesn't like that it's mashmait, he's muktzeh bekach to do something else. Not muktzeh bekach to do this. He's muktzeh stam to keep his word, but not muktzeh bekach to be mesila. He doesn't like this pshat. The truth is, Radvaz, I'm glad that it's in Chelek Aleph Simon Shimon Ches. If you try looking it up, you're not going to find it. The census took it out. So if you look in the old printings, you'll see the Tshuva over there. He's mashma, that's a different shot. Ruggle doesn't mean that he was ruggle to just keep his word and other things. Ruggle means that he often makes these threats. Yesterday he threatened. 2 days ago he threatened. He didn't carry it through Taka, but he threatened. You see, the person is wrong, the country threatens to do this, so since he's mutzabakak to threaten to do these things, you know he's eventually going to do it, so you're allowed, he's already postulated to the shul, you know he has a shame by yourself. That's the tribute to God. And he says, even twice, you only need 3 times to make this kazak, even twice, it's already considered that he's mutzabakak, and he has postulated to the shul.
But my experience, somebody is always threatening and never doing it.
So the Marat, very good. Marie Basan, also Kadmon, some Peidala tried to say this. He didn't have the Radvaz, tried to say this shot as well, and said it doesn't make sense. He says, Adarabba, if you see that he constantly threatens and never carries through with his threat, so it's a fakir, it's a gilid, that he's a harmless individual. His bark is bigger than his bite. He's not going to do anything with it. So why would that make him possible lay the solution for? My truth, I believe that the Tshuva's Radvaz might be talking about a simple case. That it doesn't mean that he backed off on the threat. He made the threat, and the would-be nimser was scared and gave in. Yesterday he threatened Reuven that if he doesn't get paid $100, he's going to kill him. And so Reuven paid like a tatula. And 2 days ago he threatened Shimon the same thing. So Shimon paid like a tatula. So he can never admit anybody. So you don't have a raya that you see he's a gozim boy over. No, he's a gozim, and he wants to get his money. The mafia, they can go maybe 2 years without killing somebody, right? Because every time they threaten, you have to pay to protect your business. They need these payments, right? And they come and you pay them, right? That means they're not Muslim, they're not Raisin, they are. It's just everyone pays, so it's not a problem. And once in a while, they teach somebody a lesson, right? So these guys, if they're Gozan, they constantly does, he constantly threatens. So, you know, this is his way of living. You see that he's used to having people listen and succumbing to his threat. So if he's going to meet up with a guy who doesn't back off, who is only Kenedoi, he's not going to be my friend. So that's why he's already postulated for the Shua. Yeah, which one?
You have before you have something that's been given to us. You have a Shiloh, you have the Yesh Omer, they can tell us that. Here somebody says he's going to do it.
But here the person says they're going to be Moisa. So Moisa is involved in Moisa of killing, right? Moisa eventually leads to Ritika. Here was a Mukha, which who said it would lead to Ritzich. He beat him up yesterday. That's it. The mice is over. Yeah, because the rule holds that the mice is not over. That's Hatzolah for other people, because Miracle Zeru said, you know it's going to continue. From the Mela, other people are going to do it today, Lahasa.
It's only Yeshayman, right?
No, that was the Yeshayman that he perceived this case to wind up eventually leading to Sheikh Zaman. Here the person saying right out, I plan on doing a mice in Mesira. You don't need to have that second step of chazakah, and then the matzmah after he's going to take revenge, and the mele eventually that guy's going to take revenge back and lead to shvicha zana. You don't need that. The guy said right now, I'm going to call the cops. I'm right now going to call the DA. Which case? In Sifkut Zayin, he's been beaten up.
Right.
He was beaten up this morning. Finished. Maybe he won't beat up the guy again, and everything's finished. The guy will live happily ever after. That's halakha, but b'shaz zama, he's allowed to do it. That's that halakha. This halakha, the guy is threatening, I'm going to do a nice in the fear. Oh, you're trying to do a nice in the fear, shame on myself, and you've also laid it in Lushma. There's yet another pshat, and that's the Chek Shek Shloimai. The Shoghi in Siman Lama Dalet says that it's talking about that yesterday he threatened to be Maisa Ruvain. And sure enough, all of a sudden, a few hours later, the DA was after Ruvain. He was never able to prove that this Maisa did it. So the guy is a tzaddik. He's working shul, still getting aliyahs. Everything's fine. He threatens, but we have no paper trail on the guy that he was the one who actually caused it. We know that it was shortly thereafter the nimta was nimta, but we don't know who did it. Then comes along again today, and he makes a threat again. So there the Chesed Shlomo says, it's now in the Zgala of Tchilotai. Yesterday we talked, I didn't know if he did it. But if you see today he's threatening again, then you already know that he must have been the guy who did it yesterday. And merely stacked up also later to Shul, Mitzat yesterday, Mitzat today, Mitzat both. He's very possible later to Shul because you know that the guy's going to do it. Because yesterday he saw his threat somehow went through. We don't know who caused it. And today he's threatening again. That's already enough to make him possible later to Shul. Everyone has a different shot. The Beis Yosef himself in Tzimur Hamed Aleph has yet a different shot, this mashma. And he also looks at the guy. Doesn't mean that he's mukhfik in the past to do these things. I mean, he starts off like that. But he just said mukhfik means that you shots him up. We he's mukhfik along the cock. If he makes a threat, some people make a threat, they're weaklings, they're chickens, they're not going to do it. It's an empty threat. Some people, when you see them make the threat, you tell them, oh, he's going to carry through with the threat. So if it's mukhfik along the cock, if we see from his threat that he's going to do it, then already is ready possible later to the shul. And the Beis Yosef of Marshall, if the guy's a sinner, if he's his enemy and he makes a threat, you know he's going to carry through with the threat and not make him possible later to the shul. He looks like one, we're looks like one, a sinner will carry through with such a threat and that will make him possible later to the shul. No, it does not, because the Ramah continues. Sorry, the Ramah says, "Afilu lo yoidin amrogo b'kak." It sounds like we're talking about the regilus that he's constantly doing, and not that he looks like a lon b'kak. Right, it doesn't fit in. But for the Ramah, you have the other two from the Radvaz, the Kedrick Shlomo. All right, let's continue. Let's try to finish this here. Abel ha-Maisa, shansu la-harif, agu la-havi, v'nasan v'nasa v'yad, he was forced to make up, to show what to actually bring. And he taka did, but nothing beyond. Avo pishu chayiv l'shalim. We learned the halacha before that even if you're an oinus to do a ma'isa mitzvah, but if you're nothing beyond, you're going to be chayiv to pay. Einu rasha uben tashlumim hu bevad. He's not a rasha. All he is a ben tashlumim or ma'ishvim etzay kashar ksheim, because he was nana. The ma'isa, he was forced to do it, so even though he's chayiv to pay for the ma'isa mitzvah that he did. But since he was forced to do it, he's not going to become a rasha because of it. And if you look in the Tanah, this man has two pshat and what's his case. He said, the Machabes said, Shansu la'aris al-lahavi, and then he carried through, he's the Mnatsum Natsum Biyad. Is this Mnatsum Natsum Biyad going back on the first case of Shansu la'aris? Where all he had an oinus to show, but he was a tzaddik, quote unquote, and he did even more, and he ended up doing Natsum Natsum Biyad, which he didn't have to do. And that, if you look in it's my, he says, Shansu la'aris tish, Ashen Natsum V'Natsum Achakak Biyad. So the second shot says that the case of nothing beyond is only going when you were forced to be nothing beyond. But if you're on Tzula Ha'aretz and you're nothing beyond, like the second shot, you're ready to consider Russia because he did more than you had to. But the Shach argues, if you look in Shach's Cotton Nun, he says, Pish, Ashen nothing Akakak Beyad or Kudamasik, Rechem Pish Pesma, Metchila Ve'ika. He goes like the first shot. That even if he was only forced to show and he did more, and he was actually nothing beyond, still, since it was Machmas Oinis, he's not considered a Russian, he's still allowed to make the Shua. All right, Dr. Ramah Hagar, Rechem Chaydish Matan. If he himself was murdered, that he did a mice in the Sira. There ain't Adam Badova, there are no Adam. Abba Bisha'inu Nisa Baidoy Sasmoy, even though he's not possible with his own Adah, in other Mesa Matsmoy Rasha. Right? So you can't pass him away, this is Lashua. Still, Mukamoka Chayav Hashem, because it's Adai Spaldin that he was the one who was master somebody else's money, Adai is Nasira. If he was Maida, it's Maida like any other magic. A Maida that was magic, you have to pay. As Maida, I did a Maida in the Sira Tukalilo, I'm going to have to pay. As Adai Spaldin, it's in the Chayav Lushali. Look in the Shaks of Cotton and Alephi, you say this to Kashak. We've discussed this in the past numerous times, but here it is. Left the Shak. And the Ramah says, Mukamoka Chayav Lushali. Losh Marshal, Perk Agoizel Basra. If he voluntarily was moida, that he was moida, can't talk about greater kamo gabidinu de gani she'enu knat. since it's not a knas, since place is gami, then came a melech chayav l'shalom b'oidotzei, he's mechuyv to pay b'oidotzei, because he's moida that he did a mazik, gami is min adin, so he's moida he has to pay, v'chayim nimsa b'shem arim mekobil, b'al atzmak lehedya akan loshin of the marshal. By stating the marshal, that the only reason why when he's moida he's chayav to pay is because we pass him that gami is min adin. But had he passed him that gami is knas, then he wouldn't have been chayav to pay because moida the knas is potter. The Avdaavi Knas, even though it is a Knas, Ramah and Shimpei Yvav, the end of it holds that it's a Knas, that are being done with the Shita. Mikomokim, Loy Amina, Loy the Knas Pata, Raka the Knas, the Raisa, Loy the Knas, the Rabbonin, the Chemashma, the Poise. So that Kalal, the Loy the Knas is Pata, is only by Knas, the Raisa, but by Knas, the Rabbonin, we don't say Loy the Knas is Pata. Are you saying, Machloikas, Mashalim, Shach? And we had this Lagabi stealing somebody's mitzvah. We have Lagabi Hezekin and Nika, which is a Knas Rabbanan. And each case it goes back into this Machlokes, Moed of the Knas Rabbanan are your potter. Can you revoke the same concept of Moed of Knas potter? And the Shach says it's not true. Shach says Avad is only by Knas right and not by Knas Rabbanan. And he continues and he brings the Raya from Rishonim, but you see that by Mordechai, that you see by Moed of the Knas Rabbanan. You look to the enemy with Kasaraisum, Mishum Dixiva Shayashin, and the King Pratt, and Mashiatmai, and the Knoth of the Rabbon and Messiah, the Dora Sansmai, the Shalom, and the Gibbet of the Akan, Akan, the China Bupashi. We rise from Yishainim, the Moid of the Knoth of the Rabbon is going to be high. However, the Ksais over here in Sivkon Yiralis, you look at the very bottom line, he says, Omnom, Vishitu Mukubetis, Mashma, the Gam, the Knoth of the Rabbon, and Moid of the Misko, the Rabbin Yamison, and the Shita. At the end of the day, it's a Makhloikis Rishonim. This Makhloikis Shachem Mashal is really Makhloikis Rishonim. If the Din Moed of the Knas Potter was thought only on a Knas Teraisa, it was thought even for Knas Tirabonin. Makhloikis Rishonim. Very sweet to take a Makhloikis. How do we pass him? If you look in the Pifke Tshuva, in Sifkotin Hay, a few lines in, he says the following. Vayim B'Tshuva Yeshiva Tziyon, Shekosov, the Bravan Mufush K'mashal, the Gam B'Knas Tirabonin Moed of Potter. Gam Nilachik, the Rambam, Milchus Koyvel, Omazik, Gam Kane, Sri Elei Kane, the Kulu. The Gam Bechubis Milch, the Daka, Daita Kane, the Pshitis. So you now have the Ravan, and you have Rabbi Yenison, and the Ksois, and the Mashal, and the Rambam, and the Milch, the Daka, all of that the Din of Mordechai Knas is passed even by Knas to Rabbonis. My time of course of a very nice case, Shom Benidim Kila Achas. This is the story. So the Kila Achas, Sheyesh Lahem Takona. They made a Takona. They made a knas that anyone who's over the knas is going to have to do something. You made a, let's say you have a daf yomi and you want to make sure everyone comes on time. Anyone who comes late is going to have to give money to a tzedakah. Or you have bochum in the yeshiva that they make knosses that anyone who does come late to davening, come late to seder is going to have to pay knosses. Peshit in the knosses. Takona takila. I made a knas. The ira, and it was this is the maisa. Shabalabai's echod nechshad. When they looked into it, pays nedra manigim. He retorted, this was his ha'ozah back to the manigim. This boy asked and he was proud of himself. You worried about what I did yesterday? This is my 35th time I was over on this takona. That, because he was made that he was over in the corner so many times, right to my man, he can lanish, I say, I'll do it, ask me, she eaten knasa kavua. They want him to pay the knasa kavua for all those times that he was made that he was just, that he was over. Minishal, in name of the Zer, made the knas, potter, achashin, eisen, bedavid. No one knows about it except for himself. Do we invoke the concept of made the knas, potter, or not? The Eshav Arav, this is the Shiva scene, knas Zer, shumitakon et akiva, who kumoi knas to rabbonin. So he says that the same lumber from Moed B'Knas, his partner, works in all the heights of the takonis as well. If we make any type of knas amongst ourselves, It can't be any better than a knas to Rabbanan, and it goes into this machlekes of medim knas is pot or not. And since he has a chevel or ishenim, all the medim knas is pot even by a knas to Rabbanan, he says here too is medim knas is pot, and you will not be able to penalize him for all the time that he was doing that. However, if you skip a little bit and you go towards the end of the second to last line, he says, Omnum, even though he's pata, you can't be mechayvim, Omnum, yesh biyad rashi ha'edu l'kaintim mitnei ha'ozah shehoya lazen neged ha'panotim. It is inspired, he's proud of himself that he did it. His name is, you have to penalize him for that. Liyos k'mispa asma v'neko b'ein of liberates neged ha'takonis ha'vim l'sunum b'din. For that, you can penalize him. You can penalize him for that very ha'ozah that he did. But to penalize him for all the times that he was over because of his idol, might have not say his pasta. All right, let me share with you one more tidbit, and I'll let you go. Is that the Ramah in the middle? He says, I went over very quickly. I'm going to do it again. He says, "If you're not sure if you're ragul b'kach, mekamok miyukadesh efenegdo lamed or lats atzmi yadiyakam apel pishi yagin nezik lazeh, because you don't have to sit back and take chances." Right? That was Allah. The Ma'isa Gerad, this is a story which happens, unfortunately, all too often, when you have domestic violence between husband and wife, or whatever the case might be, very often, one party ends up, the women usually are the ones who do it, end up calling the police, we have Saket as well, end up calling the police for protection because the spouse threatened to kill, threatened to hurt, bodily harm, whatever it is. And they get an order of protection, restraining order, v'chulu. Now, the choir is a nice and material. You have no right to get the cops involved or whatever it is. But based on this halacha, if a person threatens, even though you don't know if he's willing to carry through with the threat, but you're not mukhif to take those chances, you have the right to protect yourself. Even if it means like David's protection will be agia nezek lozeh. However, what you should know is that unfortunately very often they do it to like then, and that is the order of protection makes sure that the other person has to stay away 1,000 feet, a block, 2 blocks, whatever it is, away from the alleged victim. So if the person is living in her own house, that's very nice, but very often she's living in her husband's house, that's usually the case, and then she makes this order of protection which prevents the husband from entering his own house. But now what you did was you advanced him not only to protect yourself, you master him his money. You're going for that order of protection that he can't come near his own home, can't come near his own assets. That already is a problem, because now he's been mastered his mammon, which you don't have any right to do, because you're also allowed the money from Lysa. And to take it to the next step, even if you tell me that Latzalo, let's say, would be Mutra, but only after Latzalo, binyan achet, what she would have to do in such a case is, and we sometimes do this, is that she moves out into her friend's house, and then she does the order of protection. So like this, it's on the friend's house, it's not the chosim of the husband. So because when she's in on the husband's house, and she falls to this order of protection, it's not partial at all that she has this heter, because that's already shalai kibin. It's been massing him his money that he can't go into his own house. That's already a problem. That's depriving him of his own money, that's not so partial.
For other shiurim by Rabbi Kahan, or for additional information, please contact Beis Din Meisharim at 732-905-3388. Thank you.